My cat's got springs, right? I'm not going to talk about that for fucking ages because it's been a roller coaster. It's been an absolute fucking roller coaster the last couple of days, right? See you on Saturday night, right? Let me try to fucking. I don't want to be a moany bastard, right? But I'm going to be. I'm going to smile the whole fucking time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to smile at you and go, it's fucking wonderful. So it is. I've been a fucking moany prick because, like, how do I describe? Right, so. Believe it or not, when I started this whole fucking walrus chasing thing, because that's 4 years now. That's been 4 fucking years. On the 29th of January, that's when I wrote my job description. And the 2nd of February is when I put out that video with me explaining what the fucking job description is. The job description's in my van. It's in my van today because it's going up in that fucking wall. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking write a business plan on what's left of the fucking wall once I get that done. And then I'm going to mark out like where my shelves are going to come to and all that, so I could just keep that. I'm not wallpapering that wall. I'm just writing everything on it that I need to fucking do, right? But, so, I had the only way I can describe it is a delusional self-belief. That fucking delusional, man. Like, absolutely fucking living in his own little fucking cloud nine. What, maybe not cloud nine, cloud eight, like fucking, like a just madness, just complete anything. It was like, it's fucking possible, it could, why, I can't think of a reason why it wouldn't fucking happen, do you know what I mean? So I've had this delusional self-belief for fucking, about three and a half years, and it's kind of, I feel like it's disappeared, I feel like it's not here anymore, right? And the only thing that I've dramatically changed in my life is the smoking of the special herbs and spices, right? And I haven't been doing it anywhere near as much as I have, that I used to, but I have been, I would say I've actually been more productive when I haven't been on it, or I've just been productive in things that I'm supposed to be doing, because sometimes I'll have the special herbs and spices, and I'll write a wee letter to the fucking Louvre. Do you know what I mean? And I'll do something like that, which I don't really seem to be doing anymore. I don't seem to be doing any of the fucking bet I can get your statue of my grandest thumb in Edinburgh Zoo thing. I don't seem to be doing as much as that anymore because I'm not fucking baked. Do you know? Because I'm not fucking baked all the time. What have I got on tonight? Have I got anything on today? I don't fucking think so. I might get baked tonight. No, it's not even. I fucking don't know, man. But I had this delusional self-belief for fucking ages where it was just like, I don't give a fuck, this is fucking happening, this is what I'm fucking doing, fuck you. I had that, right? And it's kind of disappeared. And I don't want to say it's the drugs. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to say that it's the special herbs and spices, because then what it makes it sound like is as if it's like, well, you need that. I need that to be fucking delusionally self-believable. You know what I mean? But I don't think that's the case. Because I still have fucking mad ideas and I still have things that I'm doing when I'm not on the special herbs and spices. But anyway, right, on Saturday night, it came back. Boof. It was there. On Saturday night, it was fucking there. And I'll tell you why. I had a fucking edible and a half. That's what I'd done. I ate one full one, then I had one half one. Probably more than half one. Just a little sliver. Just a tiny wee fucking skliff off the end of it, man. Just, you know what I mean? Like, because I used to do that with my sandwiches when I was small. See, when I was a wee boy, I used to do that with my sandwiches. But after they sellotape my ear back onto my fucking head, what I used to do was I'd eat a sandwich, right? And I'd leave the corner of one sandwich because I was convinced that's where the poison was. Do you know what I mean? So I fucking, not only was I full of the delusional self-belief, I was also fucking delusional with worry. Do you know what I mean? With torturous thoughts where I thought that fucking my mum was making my sandwiches. Do you know what I mean? It's not as if I'm the fucking emperor of Rome. Like, if my mum was making, it's not as if she, I don't think she would have been in there going, that bit of fucking rat poison in there for that wee prick and just putting it in the corner. Do you know what I mean? Like, you would fucking lace it. Like, if you were fucking poisoning people with sandwiches, you would fucking lace them. Do you know what I mean? It would be like 90% rat poison, 10% bread. Do you know what I mean? No butter. You wouldn't have it, because that's it. You only get 100%. You can't do any more than that. Do you know what I mean? That's how it works. That's delusional if you think you can get 101%, because you can't fucking do that. That's not how maths works, I think. But, like, fucking, so Saturday night, man, I was like, right, fucking, took a couple of these things, right? I didn't take them at the same time. Should be doing that, though. I took one. I could feel myself start to take off. Didn't really go as high as that I wanted to be. So I took the other bit, and then I was like, woo, here we fucking go. So, and it all came fucking rushing back. And I'll tell you all these wonderful ideas I had. I'll tell you them all the fucking now. What were we watching? Wolfman. We were watching Wolfman, right? Which is that new film. That fucking new, that's a fucking light's a bit mad, isn't it? It's making me look a bit pasty, that light. And I'm not as pasty in that in real life. What's that look like? It looks a bit more kind of natural. That makes me look cold. I can't have that because it is fucking freezing. Like, it's absolutely fucking Baltic. My toes are like blocks of ice, man. And I've got two pairs of socks on. So, like, fucking, we were watching Wolfman, right? And then, so I came up with this thing where I was sitting there. A couple of things. I'll tell you them all. I don't know if I'll get them all out in the right order or they'll all come out and they'll make sense. But you're fucking getting them all. Do you know what I mean? You're going to get every single fucking one of them. The first thing I thought was this, right? So I said this before, I see maybe fucking just saying the same things in different ways. That just seems to be the life that I lead, right? So, like, what I said ages ago was, well, the reason I put out that seemingly meaningless EP when it was only four tracks, it was because, listen, I'm fucking riddled, man. And it's fucking, see when I say that I'm riddled, right? And it's like, it's a fucking laugh and all that. It's not, it's fucking shite, man. I genuinely fucking think I'd probably be fucking damn fucking more successful in the grander scheme of things. Like, fucking, not even successful's not even the fucking word. Stable. I wouldn't be living my life fucking spinning plates all the fucking time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would be fucking stable. I would have a fucking, a life where I wouldn't wake up in the morning sometimes and go, fucking hell, what have you done? Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't have that fucking thing if I wasn't fucking riddled. And it's a bit like, and there's some, this is going to fucking sound like, it does fucking annoy me though, because there is times where people go, I think I've got a wee touch of that. You can't have a small fucking touch of it, man. It doesn't come in percentages. Do you know what I mean? You don't get a little bit of it. You didn't pick it up off a fucking toilet seat. You've either fucking got it or you fucking not got it. That's you. You don't get a little bit of it. You don't get, I think I've got a little bit of that. No, you've not got fucking, you haven't fucking got it then. Do you know what I mean? You don't get a little bit. And if you do get a fucking little bit, I'd prefer that because I feel like I've got a big fucking birthday cake size thing. Do you know what I mean? A big Desperate Dan fucking riddled dinner. Full of rat poison that you leave a little corner in the side and that's you won't get the full fucking thing. But you don't catch it because you're brushed against someone. Do you know what I mean? And it's not something you can just put on a fucking bin bag and go a jog and sweat it out of you. You've got it and you're just going to need to fucking deal with it. And the thing is, man, like, I don't fucking, there's times when I'm like, I fucking hate this, man. I fucking hate it because of shit like this, where you're like, why the fuck have I done, why the fuck am I doing all this fucking stuff? And I think if I had that thing where I could just do one fucking thing, if I could just fucking hold it together long enough to just do it. Look at me setting up this fucking mic. I think I've got a wee touch of that OCD. Just a wee touch though. I think I could fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, I think, like, if I could just focus on one fucking thing, one fucking thing, instead of going, right, I'm writing a book, I'm making an album, I'm fucking making a film, I'm doing a fucking podcast, I'm going to build fucking sculptures, I'm going to fucking start painting all this fucking shit, I'm going to do this, I'm going to illustrate the book, I'm going to put an audiobook out, I'm going to fucking do all this, and I'm still going to need to fucking work a job and try and figure out how to make the whole fucking thing float, how to keep the whole thing above water. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I could just do one fucking thing. But I can't physically fucking do it because it kills me. It fucking kills anything that's joyful. It just destroys it. And it's sometimes when I see things like, especially, this is the thing, fucking, especially with people that, this is going to make me sound like I'm being a pure dick, but I'm trying not to be a dick, but it's the fucking truth, because there are people out there that write graffiti, right? And they write graffiti, and what they do is they have came up with one outline. Right? One outline. That's what they do. They've figured out how to get their four, five, six letters or whatever to look a certain way, and they do the same outline all the fucking time. And the only thing they change is the colour of the letters, the way the 3D looks, and the colour of the fills, and the colour of all that sort of shit. That's the only thing they do, right? And I look at it and I go, I would be bored fucking shitless. I would be bored fucking shitless if that's what my life was. I understand why they do it. I understand what the pursuit is all about for them. It's the same fucking reason why pricks paint fruit bowls. It's the same fucking reason why it happens. But it's joyless pish in my fucking, in my opinion. And it fucking, but I look at it and I go, I wish I could do that. I wish I could just do one fucking thing. And then what would happen is people would see the fucking thing and go, that's the thing that cunt does. And then that's what fucking takes off. But do you know what I mean? But it's because I'm doing so many fucking different things that it's so fucking convoluted. I don't even know the fucking word. It's just a big gelatinous pile of fucking pish. That's it. I couldn't think of a better word to describe it there. But that's what it feels like, right? Let me take a drink of tea. Sorry, folks. See, I smile on my face the whole fucking time, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's how I feel. And Saturday night, I done my fucking, my edible and my, just the poison off the other edible, right? And I was sitting there and I fucking get hit with the thing about the, so what I really wanted to, one of the fucking, right, here's the fucking thing, right? I can't keep calling myself a walrus chaser. I can't keep fucking doing it, right? Because, and I've said this before, and it feels like sometimes I need to say things fucking 7.5 times before it actually fucking makes sense. See, if I'm constantly chasing the thing, you never get the fucking thing. You never get the fucking thing. You can't get the fucking thing because you're always chasing the fucking thing. The way that it fucking works is this. It's I am the walrus. It's not I am going to be the walrus one day when I catch it. It's not fucking that. And I'm not fucking trying to catch anything. Like try to catch ADHD off a fucking toilet seat. I'm just trying to fucking get to a point where I don't have to deal with anybody else's fucking pish. I don't need to turn around and go, I'll try that in a slightly lighter blue. Like that fucking utter fucking pat. Do you know what I mean? It's just fucking shit. It's the most fucking frustrating thing in the fucking world, man. And then like, so I can't keep calling myself that. I can't fucking do it anymore, right? I can't say I'm a walrus chaser. See if somebody else wants to fucking call me that, they can fucking call me that, but I'm not fucking doing it anymore, right? And then the thing is like, so I was thinking about it, I was like, what is it I actually want to do? I want to fucking write. That's what I want to do. I want to fucking write. What's the thing that's stopping me from writing? The fact that it takes fucking ages, man. It takes so much fucking time to write a thing, right? And then like, then you spend like fucking there it is, 3.5 fucking years, man. 3.5 fucking years today. But thank you. Look at that. It's really nice, actually. I don't know if you've got one, but you should definitely buy it because it would stop me from fucking hitting my head off a wall every 10 minutes. Not that one, though, because it's now broken. But, like, fucking, like, the... What the fuck was I saying, man? The fucking, like, so... That's what I was thinking, was, like, it takes so long to write a fucking book. And then I was like, right, well, don't fucking write a book. Just write these short story things that you want to fucking write. And I was like, yeah, but then you need to write fucking 10 of the fucking things. And you end up in a fucking compilation of the fucking short stories. I was like, no, you fucking daft cunt. The reason you started your own publishing company is so that you don't have to do things the same as every other fucker. You don't have to do... The reason I was thinking this is because in The Wolfman, the two of them, one of the guys are a writer and the woman's a journalist, right? And I was like, well, they fucking look like they've got the fucking shit together. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some terrible things happens throughout the fucking film, but at the beginning of the film, they look like they've got all their shit to get all their eggs in a basket. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I don't have a basket or fucking eggs because I keep eating them all the time. I'm in 6 a day. I've been eating 6 eggs a day, at least 6 eggs a day, because it's better. Listen, see if you get to my... When you get my age, son. Like, I don't know if I've told you this, but your testosterone things... See what I'm talking about, man? That's me fucking away again. I can't do one fucking thing. Your testosterone levels dip when you get to my age, right? Which is why 333, just so you know, fucking, just so you fucking know, 3 hours and 33 minutes. I woke up this way. I've been seeing them fucking everywhere. And apparently this is the universe going like this. You're on the right path. I'm like, great. How long is it? How long is the fucking path? And see when I get to the end of the path, is there any fucking path that left after it? Do you know what I mean? I just get to the end of it and go, oh, wonderful. And that's me fucking dead. Do you know what I mean? Like, I woke up this morning, I was making the younglings breakfast, right? And I picked up a cereal box and it said, it looked at the best before and it was 11:11 on it. I was like, fucking hell, man. Do you know what I mean? And I seen 4:44 today. It's all, I'm fucking everywhere, man. The maths is out to get me. That's what it is. The maths is like, shut that Morty prick up, man. Show him fucking numbers. Like, what the fuck was I saying? So like, The reason I started that is so I don't need to do it the same way as everybody else does it, because, like, I fucking, fuck it, I don't want to do it the same as everybody else, so this is what I'm doing, right? This was the idea that came to me, and I fucking, when I was delusionally self-believable again, when I had all this fucking oodles of self-belief dripping out of my fucking ears, it was all over the couch, it took ages to clean it up, like, it was like, so, just write short stories and put them out one at a time. Don't fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, don't do the fucking, write, try to get 10 together and all that shit. Don't do that. Just write them one at a time and just put them out one at a time and don't sell them like a £25 book. Don't do that. Like, get them printed up, illustrate it all, make them look fucking good and put them out like that, like single short stories in little small books. Do that. I was like, that's a fucking great idea. Wrote it all down, costed it all up, seen how much money I'd make, all that sort of shit. I was like, that's fucking perfect. And then, because... So a couple of people messaged me about it last week about that story I was telling about Rido and Shug, the cavemen, right? And they were like, that was fucking great. That'd be really, really fucking good. I could see that in my head. And I was like, fucking, there's another short story. Do you know what I mean? It's like, write that. That's what I want to do. I want to write. So I'm like, get rid of the fucking walrus chaser thing and just put down, just, so see these fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different companies that I've got. Come up with a title of the thing that you do in that. Right, and that's what you do. That's the five things that you do. Because I can't just do one because it will kill me. It won't physically kill me. I'm not that. How fucking melodramatic. It will kill my soul. The art just wouldn't be the same if I'd just done the one thing. That's the bit that I don't like, is that horrible wanky art pish. And do you know the thing that pains me the most? Is see if I was a horrible art wank. See, if I was a horrible art wank, I'd probably be in a better position financially now, so my social media numbers would be fucking huge because I was an art wank. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was one of those fucking horrible wanky artists, it's like, yes, well, what I'm trying to convey here, like, fucking shut up, man, like, fucking fuck off and just fucking make it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. I think there's a thing. I hate this thing as well. I fucking hate it, man. But see this fucking... Listen, I'm going to need to look at this book. Sorry, that has been playing in my head for the minute it fell down there. I just wanted to make sure that it was all right, because that would be £25 down this morning, because my copy's next to the side of my bed. I haven't read it again. Maybe I should. Maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe I should read the fucking thing. Like... So, what was I actually talking about? And that's me away again. I was telling you about my testosterone levels and then I fucking went away. That's why I'm eating eggs. That's why I've been eating eggs. Like, I've been eating eggs directly at a chicken's arses. Like, that's what I've been doing. I've been walking about with a fucking chicken in my back pocket. And every 10 minutes, I'll just fucking squeeze its neck and I'll fire an egg straight down my gullet. I was thinking about eating them raw. And then I thought, oh, will you get the salmonella? But then I've heard that that's a lot of shite. I've heard that's a lot of shit, and you won't get the salmonella off the eggs, but, knowing my fucking luck, that's what would happen, and that's how I'd make it. Walrus chaser gets salmonella sucking eggs out of chicken's ass. Do you know? Do you know what I mean? Fucking hell. Listen, I get 3 messages, I'm sorry if I've just been like fucking a pure tirade of abuse as well, because I got up at 4 o'clock this morning because I get hit with this wave of panic, because what I've done in my infinite fucking wisdom, because I'm riddled off toilet seats, is I booked this thing in Blitzkrieg in Glasgow on the 20th of February, and I've done fuck all but made a poster. Like, that's all I've done. I've done nothing. I haven't went and fucking... I don't even think I've told my mum. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've done it because she keeps trying to poison me. Like, I haven't done fucking anything to promote it. And I'm like, oh, fuck, why do I do these things? So I've been up for 4 o'clock in the morning. Do you know what I mean? Looking like this. I didn't get to sleep the night before until 2:22. 2:22, genuinely, because it said it on my whoop. You started sleeping at 2:22. I was like, fucking great. Is that... fucking great. I would have preferred to have been sleeping at 1:11, do you know what I mean? Or fucking 9 o'clock, I think that's what I need to do. So I've not having any, this is a decaf tea, I'm having no caffeine today, because I'm like, I think that's what's fucking up my sleep, I think. And then this is the horrible thing, because I was talking to a mate, there's about 4 stories in my head at the one time, man. I was talking to my mate the other day about this, right? Sorry, my voice breaking, I'm obviously going through puberty, it's all those eggs. The fucking, let me drink this tea, I've been holding it for about fucking 40 minutes. Beautiful, beautiful, joyless fucking decaf tea. The My mate was talking to me about it, and we were talking about the fact that I wasn't sleeping because I'd done a wee bit of mushrooms again. Like, because I was feeling like shite during the week, and I'd done a wee microdose of mushrooms, and it sorted me out. And we're talking about it, and he's like, "So, like, have you not been sleeping? I haven't been sleeping particularly great." And he's like, "Why?" And I goes, "Because what happens is, see, if I've got something on the next day, I live the entire day in my head, and then I go live it the next day. Like, that's what happens. I'd live the entire day before it happens." Every time, and I don't fucking sleep because I just live. It's like Groundhog Day. That's what I live it out in my head, and then the next day it's nothing fucking like that. Like that's how it feels. And then what else did I talk about? Yes, yeah, so your testosterone. Let me just fucking zip this one up. Your testosterone levels dip, but see the yolks of eggs. They're the things that help that go up. So if you're a man, right? If you're one of these fuckers here, right? And you're feeling a bit tired and lethargic and all that sort of stuff, eat more eggs, right? And start eating stuff that's what the same reason why I'm doing the lifting, because it boosts your testosterone levels and that'll get your energy up and all that sort of shit and make you feel better about it, because it does happen. It's just fucking science, right? That's it. You're just fighting fucking science. But you should be thankful, because see, if this was the fucking 1500s, you'd be dead by now. Do you know what I mean? You'd be dead by now. You'd have broke a toe and you'd have fucking died of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, so what the fuck was I talking about, man? What the fuck was I actually talking about there? So, I had another three people messaged me. Three separate people have messaged me and said this to me. I was listening to your podcast and I nearly crashed my car. That's three people have said that to me, right, in the space of the last week, because I've been saying stuff that makes people laugh when they're driving their car and they've nearly died in fiery automobile accidents because of me, right? And I apologise for that, but I'm happy that I've made you laugh, right? So, I don't even know why I'm telling you that. There was a fucking reason why I was telling you, but it's not there anymore. It's fucking gone, right? So what the fuck was I talking about? So we watched that Wolfman. I had delusional self-belief again. It just came over me. This wash of delusional self-belief. I was like, this is what's happening. This is how you would do it. You would do all these sort of stuff, and you don't need to live like that. And you can do that, and you can do this. Start the sticker thing, do this thing, and sell. Stop selling your time. Stop trading your time with other people and start using your time to make stuff and selling them to multiple people. Do that, and that'll give you the financial stability so you can do such and such. But sometimes it feels like it goes in this year and it goes fucking out the other, and it's me that's saying it to myself. Do you know what I mean? It's me that's fucking saying it to myself, and I'm just like, I don't fucking know. Do you know what I mean? So my cat's got springs, right? I should probably tell you a little bit more about that. My good lady wife was walking out the house the other day, right? And she went into her jacket pocket and she pulled out these three things that were like slinkies. They were like small slinkies, right? And she was like that. I was like, what the fuck are they? And she's like, oh, someone I know gave me these. They're cat toys. I was like, really? They're fucking cat toys? They look like people toys. Do you know what I mean? Like, they look like actual people toys. Like, I've never been to a pet shop and walked down the cat aisle or the pet, whatever, any of the dog toy, any toys for animals and walked by me, like, I'd love a go of that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never been down there and seen a fucking PS5. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been down there going, that is like a fucking great game for dogs. It's just a shame they don't have thumbs. Like, that's the, do you know what I mean? And I was like, what the fuck? So, But honestly, right, my cats have had the best time ever with these fucking springs, right? But the problem that we've had with these springs is, like, I don't know why they like them so much. They just do weird. It's not like you push them down and they pop up. It's like they just like the way they roll. And then they put the way their claws get caught in it, when they try and shake it off, it fires away in a mad direction. And because it's a spring, it hits off stuff and it rolls and it moves. And they fucking love it, right? They really do. And it made me think of a couple of things. The first thing I thought was, you're lucky fucking bastards. You're a pair of lucky cunts. You don't know how fucking lucky you are. You don't have the stress. You don't have the self-imposed human fucking stress. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have that because you're cats. You're a pair of lucky fuckers. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I think. I think sometimes, I wish I was just like you. Do you know what I mean? I wish I didn't need to fucking, I wish there was a bit, I see the bit that cares. I wish it wasn't there. I genuinely wish it wasn't fucking there. And I look at the cats and I go, you're a pair of lucky fuckers, yous. Yous don't realise how lucky you are because yous are fucking cats. Do you know what I mean? And then the other thing is, it's impossible to watch something on TV now because they keep fucking, playing with their springs, do you know what I mean? And then, and you can't get something watched because they'll jump about like a pair of fucking dicks chasing these springs and they keep going under the couch. And then the other day, right, the other day I was like that, and I can't fucking do this anymore. I can't stop what I'm doing every 2 seconds to go get a fucking spring from under the couch. So I took all the shoes, pure burping. I get all the shoes and I get all the cushions and all that and I put them all around all the gaps that the springs would go into. And while I was doing it, I thought to myself, why the fuck am I doing, why am I doing this? Like, why the fuck? I could just not get them and just be like, fuck you, cat, what you going to do? No, what the fuck? It's a shame you don't have thumbs. It's wonderful that you don't need to think about the fucking economic crises and all that sort of shit. That's fucking marvellous. But see, when it comes to getting shit out from under the couch, you're fucked. Do you know what I mean? You're fucked. So it's like, you know, swings and roundabouts, I suppose. I don't really know what's the best fucking protocol is for the whole fucking thing. I don't even know, man. I don't even know how long I've talked for. What's that, 25 minutes, 26 minutes? I'm not doing the fucking maths. Let me take a drink of tea. My plan is today, let me explain. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes this just happens. Sometimes I just wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm just an asshole. But sometimes it happens. It's happened quite a lot recently. And I genuinely think it's because I did special herbs and spices, man. That's what I think it is. Do you know what I mean? But I don't want to get back on it. I'm not wanting to get back onto the fucking special herbs and spices because I was rinsing it too much. I was doing it too much and it was having an adverse effect on me as a person. And I need to find a happy medium, man. I don't know what to do. So I started microdosing mushrooms again. And I'm like, that's helping. But then what happens then? Because then I've heard some fucking horror stories about mushrooms recently because we're doing the human things do, right? Where we go, oh, this mushroom's great, but it's not strong enough. And what they start doing is they're crossbreeding mushrooms now, right? And I'd heard a story for a person that I know who was telling me that they'd got these mushrooms and they just took a wee bit and it fucked them up. Just a wee bit, just fucked them up because they've been crossbreeding it, which is the same thing that they've done with the special herbs and spices, but they crossbred it so much that it's so fucking strong and it's so fucking potent that it's making people's heads explode. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't think there's ever been a better argument to fucking legalise it, the whole thing. I genuinely don't, because this is more dangerous. This is much more dangerous than them actually being legal. Do you know what I mean? Because it's as if this is the fucked up thing. See the psychedelics? See the fucking weed? Which I suppose you couldn't say it's a classic psychedelic, but I would lump it in anyway. Do you know what I mean? It's like the bastard cousin. Do you know what I mean? It's like the unwanted fucking stepchild of psychedelics, cannabis, right? But like, and you've got your mushrooms, and you've obviously got your LSD, and then you've got other things I've never seen them. Like, I've never seen mescaline. I've never seen stuff like that over in here. Do you know what I mean? I've heard people talk about it, but I've never seen it. You've got your DMT. I've seen that. Do you know what I mean? Like, but what happens is, in the pursuit of profit, people crossbreed these and fuck them up to make them more and more strong. When I don't particularly think that the market wants that. Like, I don't think the market actually wants that. I think what the market wants is fucking regulation. I think the market actually wants to know what it is. The only reason they make it more strong is so they can put the price up. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think that's what normal people want. I know people that go, oh, I used to smoke grass, but I can't do it anymore because of this. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that. It's because of this. Do you know what I mean? It's because of these people have... People are crossbreeding to the point where it's so fucking potent and it's so fucking strong. But then the other side of the coin is, when you're away from the psychedelics and you start getting into the things that are like chemically made, do you know what I mean? Like your MDMAs, your fucking heroin, your cocaine, all this sort of shit. They cut it down. Do you know what I mean? They cut that down in the pursuit of profit. They take the thing that's chemically pure and they cut it all down in the pursuit of profit. So essentially what you're getting is weaker. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that, not that I know anything about that stuff. Not that I don't know anything about, like, cocaine. Like, I know nothing about it. I know what it looks like. I know how you fucking ingest it. But I've never been interested in it because it's a rich man's drug. Do you know what I mean? It's for rich people. It's not for people like fucking me. Do you know what I mean? Which I suppose is something that I'd said earlier. Then I started talking about eggs and maybe poison sandwiches and I forgot to talk about it. But it's the working class thing. Because the working class thing really fucking annoys me. Because I would never say that I'm working... Other people tell me I'm working class, but I would never say it out loud. I'd never go, yeah, I'm working class, like, because I think it's made up human pish and I don't subscribe to it. I don't believe in that pish. I don't believe that someone else is better than me because they made up a word to describe themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, they made up a thing. Someone made up a thing, right? And then they go, well, actually, I'm better than you because I'm in this class system. Like, fucking shut up, you fucking dick. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't believe in it. And I think it's a bit like Morgan, I'm sure Morgan Freeman said it. Morgan Freeman said the only way that we eradicate racism is to stop talking about it. Something like that. I've paraphrased the fucking shit out of it, but he's got, and I think he's got a point, because the more that we talk, I think he was talking about Black History Month. I think he said that at Black History Month, it might not have been him. I'm sure I heard somebody say something along the lines of, like, Black History Month is inherently racist because you're trying to condense my history, well, not my history, but like my, someone, like, black people's history into fucking a month, whereas why can't it be all year round? Do you know what I mean? Like, why does it need to be, why do we really need to think about it between this date and this date? It should be just as important and just as valuable all the way through the year. Do you know what I mean? And I totally fucking get that, which is the same thing with that. When the only reason that we get rid of racism is if we all decide now, everyone decides now to stop talking about it and stop being racist, and then see two generations down the line, no one will give a fuck. No one would give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, if everybody, if the media stopped fucking talking about it and all that sort of shit, and we just stopped fucking, and we just accepted it, see two generations down the line, no one would even fucking think it was a thing. No one would even go, oh, so I'm sorry, I can't talk to you because you are this. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't exist. Which is the same reason why we all shop in Asda now and no one grows their own tomatoes. Two generations. That's all it took, was two generations to fuck the whole thing up. Do you know what I mean? That's all it took. It didn't take much. It just took two generations and people not doing it anymore. That's it, the whole fucking thing. So I totally fucking get that. And I forgot what I was talking about. What the fuck was I talking about? What the fuck? What is I talking about? Take a drink of tea, prick. Working class, but I'm not. I don't class myself as that. And then the other fucking thing about the working class thing that fucks me off is the fact that, like, it's a race to the bottom. It's a fucking race to the bottom. And I've been in rooms where people go, yeah, but you're not as working class as me. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, mate. I could not give one solitary fuck what your postcode is and how difficult you've had it, mate. Because right now you're being a cunt. Regardless of how fucking hard you've had it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a lot of fucking shite, and I think it just brings us all down the way. But in saying that, I think that that working class attitude that people have got, where you work from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, when you install that attitude into art and creativity, is very beneficial, because it's then a job and you're not sitting about with your finger up your hole going like that, I'm just waiting on inspiration. I've bought all this paint and I don't know what to do with it. I'm waiting on the muse to come and show me. Fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Fuck right off with that pish. Because it's nonsense. It's complete and utter fucking shite. And it fucking... I'm going to get comfy. I'm going to get comfy on my wee chair. It really fucks me off. What was I talking about, man? What the actual fuck was I talking about? I don't know. Sometimes I just wake up and I'm like this. And I don't know how to get a fucking... Well, I was talking about drugs. Right, but back in the fucking room. That's what I think the problem is. I don't think there's a better fucking case for just legalising the whole fucking thing, because then you would know what you're getting, right? And to be honest, I don't really want to fucking rinse 30% THC and not have a fucking clue what my name is. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be in the kitchen and forget all three of my names and talk to my kettle. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that, right? So if it was fucking legal and we just get rid of all this fucking made up pish and all these imposed fucking views that people have got about this stuff, and you could go into a shop and go, give me the 10% stuff. Do you know what I mean? And you knew what you were getting. It would automatically, the whole fucking thing's backwards. Everything's fucking mental, right? And the quicker we figure out it's all, this is, do you know what else is mental? Like the whole, because people are getting, I'd seen a thing the other day, and I try not to look at it. I've been looking at the news more, but I've been looking at the news more because I'm mad into crypto now, and I've been reading loads of stuff about the cryptocurrency things and all that. And every so often it'll sneak in a bit of news that I don't want to see. Because all I want to hear about is fucking Ethereum, Ripple, Bitcoin, and all the meme coins. That's all I want to read about. Every so often I'll go, here's the fucking news. And I don't want to read that news, but there was a bit that came in it with the amount of schizophrenic cases with people that are smoking mad fucking strong weed is going through the roof, apparently, right? And then I was thinking about the whole fucking thing, about how, like, so, like, obviously, we've done this to ourselves because we've decided that it's illegal. We didn't decide it was illegal. I never fucking decided it was illegal. Some old fucking cunt from America, I don't even know his name, decided it was illegal. You know what I mean? And the only reason he decided it was illegal is because they tried to make fucking alcohol illegal and that failed miserably. And then the mafia made fucking loads of money off the bootlegging thing. Do you know what I mean? That kickstarted the mafia. And then there was like fucking, I don't know, like 100 years of that shit. Like the five families, is it the four families? The five families running New York. Like that was, do you know what I mean? Like that's what happened because someone went like, we shouldn't be drinking it anymore. Like it's a lot of fucking shite. So, and then we all prescribe to this thing, but it's fucking bad, and now they're doing it with a mushroom, and I'm like, oh, fucking, why, man? Just fucking leave it alone. Just leave it alone. It was fucking perfect. It was perfect because we had fuck all to do with it, man. Just leave the fucking thing alone, and then we're going to end up seeing, in 10 years' time, more people end up, the thing that genuinely could fucking help the mental health crisis, causing it, causing another one. Because people will start fucking taking it because they're because people are at the point where they'll try fucking anything to get rid of this fucking, the feelings that they've got, and then we'll be fucking here again in 10 years fucking time, and no one will listen to me. No one fucking, I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, see if I get into that, see if I just got a fucking box and just get in the middle of the street with a megaphone and goes like, right, listen, cunts. I still don't think anyone would listen to me. And I think it's because of my accent. I think that's part of the fucking reason, because of my accent, because it's too working class Scottish to be taken seriously, but it's not working class enough to be fucking taken with any respect by people that are more, I'm more working class than you, son, I've been fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, fucking shit, you're all fucking mental. If you've been smoking fucking too much special, I suspect you're fucking all loopy. Do you know what I mean? The whole thing's fucked. Everything's fucked. It's fucking pointless. You shouldn't even get out of your fucking bed in the morning. Do you know what I mean? I don't mean that. You should get out of your bed in the morning. But what you should do is don't switch the TV on. That's the first thing. Don't switch the TV on. It's fucking lying to you. And then see, the second thing you should do is don't look at your fucking phone. That's lying to you too. That's telling you fucking lies all the fucking time. And it's making you feel bad about yourself. Because the only way they can make more money off you is to make you think there's something wrong with you. That's the only way they'll make money, is if they keep telling you that your teeth aren't white enough, you've got too many fucking spots, this, that, and next thing, your weight isn't right, those clothes don't look good. That's the only way they'll fucking make money off you. Put your fucking phone down, switch the fucking TV off, go outside, look at the sky, and think for yourself. That's it. You do that, you'll be fucking fine. You keep looking at the phone, you'll fuck yourself. Do you know what I mean? But you should always watch my podcast. That's the only thing you're watching. That's a bit fucking, what a way to do it. What a way to fucking do it. You've only got fucking like 50 people listening to this and you're telling them, stop fucking listening to me. Switch it off, go outside. Keep listening to this. This is the only thing that fucking makes sense. Right, there was a thing in my head and I'm going to say it and then that's me done because I'm fucking finished because I don't know what I've said because I'm a fucking head case, man. But it's the thing with the hot, like, it's like hospital food, man. It's like hospital food. You go into the hospital because you're unwell and they feed you shite. Do you know what I mean? Like, you go into the hospital because you are poorly. And what they do is, they put you in a room with no lights, no music. Just, well, I can't remember the next bit. It's a System of a Down song. Is it Just Anger? Killed Everyone? I don't remember. It's a good song, though. I might listen to System on the way home. But, like, that's what they do. Artificial, they put you under artificial light, right? They fucking, there's no joy round about you. Everybody's looking at individual screens with fucking the BBC going like, oh, everybody's going to die today. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what they're going, news just in, hundreds of folk are dead. Like, that's what they're doing. Everybody's skin, that's what they're fucking doing. And then they feed you shite. They feed you processed sugary pish. They give you orange juice that is, the only reason it's called orange juice is because it's the colour. Do you know what I mean? That's it. Orange-like substance drink is what they should fucking write on it. They feed you fucking shite. And then they wonder why you're not getting any better. And I'm not joking. See, when I said that, it was 2-2-2-2-2 on the top of my fucking thing. I'm telling you, man. I'm fucking telling you. Anyway, that I just had to get that one out because there's been so many things recently that I've went and I've started saying a thing and then it goes away and then I remember 10 minutes later once I've switched the camera off, oh, fuck, you were telling this, and then it gets to the next week and then it's away because I've filled my head full of absolute fucking nonsense. Total fucking nonsense. Anyway, my plan for the rest of the day is to get that job description up there and try and get this delusional self-belief back into my fucking life, man. Try and fucking pull it back in, because I need it. That's the thing that's been missing. That's the thing that has been missing, is the delusional self-belief that this is going to happen. Do you know what I mean? And I don't, if someone knows the cheat code, if it's up, down, left, right, A and start at the same time. See if you know what that is, by the way. Tell me in the comments. That's the worst thing ever. That just came to me there in my head. Don't fucking do that. Don't do that, right? That's you just feeding. You can't be part of the problem and complain about the problem at the same time. I'll just tell you, that was the fucking cheat you've done at the start of Sonic and the Mega Drive so you could get the level select. If someone could tell me the level select cheat code for this, that would be fucking fantastic. But, like, that's what I need to do, and I think it's because I'm not seeing it. I've stopped looking at it. I've stopped being able to see it in my head. Whereas that's all I've done for years was fucking see it. I could see it. I could smell it. I could fucking touch it. And now I'm like, I don't know where it is. And it's been 4 years. That's 4 years I've been doing this thing. Fucking treading water, trying to get to that next fucking thing. And I think it's because I've lost the fucking delusional self-belief. I've lost the fucking vision the fucking thing I could see in my head. And the last thing is because I keep saying I'm chasing it. And it can't be like that. It can't fucking, it can't work like that. It has to be, I am the walrus, not I am going to be the walrus. It's I am. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, on that fucking note, thank you very much for your time, right? Because it's the most important thing. That's the most out of all of it. Of all the things you've got, your fucking CD collection, your fucking car, all of it. The most important thing is the time. That's it. And it's so important that people spend billions trying to convince you that it's fucking worthless, man. That's how important it is. They spend billions trying to keep you looking at your fucking phone so they can advertise shit roll to you. So thank you very much for wasting your time listening to me. It's not a waste of time. That was the worst thing, because it's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. I think in a room full of fucking head cases, I'm the one that's making just a tidy wee bit more sense than the rest of them. So thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.